Joining us now is Democratic Congressman Joe Sestak, who represents Pennsylvania's 7th District. He's also the Pennsylvania Democratic nominee for the U.S. Senate. Last week, during the primary, he defeated Arlen Specter, Republican-turned-Democrat. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
It's great to talk to you. And really, since you won, the report has emerged that the White House allegedly offered you a job you admitted that they offered to you. Do you think that's appropriate in this case?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I actually got asked that question about 2 months ago in an interview about something that happened last July. Nobody had ever brought it up, but I felt I had a responsibility to answer it honestly, and I did. And beyond that, I'm really in this race for one thing, no deals. I'm in it because I honestly believe Washington, D.C.'s focus hasn't been on the policies that help working families. And that's all I'm interested in, is siding with the working families.
It sounds as though the White House maybe thinks you can't win against your Republican challenger, Pat Toomey. Have they called you and said that they stand with you in this race?
Oh, yeah. President Obama called me, was the very first person who called me, actually, as soon as the announcement was said, and said, Joe, we're there to support you. Once you're in the Senate, you're gonna be great. Vice President called right after that, spoke with Governor Rendell, spoke with everyone. No, actually, they all knew that I was the strongest candidate. As you saw in the polls, I'm already beating Pat Toomey. And even before the election, when my opponent was 12 points down against Congressman Toomey, I was tied. Now I'm ahead in the polls. They always recognize that a real Democrat here in this race, but someone who would stand up to the establishment of the Democratic Party when they weren't doing something right, because it wasn't helping the working families of Pennsylvania, without a question was the strongest candidate to go against Congressman Toomey, who, as you well know, has been a congressman much longer than I have.
Sure.
And actually, you know, not only voted for those trickle-down economics of George Bush, still continues to believe a flat tax can be helpful to where multimillionaires get $200,000 in tax cuts, but the 95% of us pay a $3,000 tax increase to take care of the multimillionaires. Absolutely wrong approach.
Okay, Congressman, it seems to me that to win the primary, you had to cast yourself as closer to Barack Obama and the Democratic mainstream than Arlen Specter. But now to beat Pat Toomey, you've got to go in the other direction and say you're going to stand up, as you just did, to the Democratic establishment. Which is it?
Well, absolutely. I haven't changed the position one iota since I got in this race last July. I stood up to the Democratic establishment last July when they told me to sit down, and I said, no, I'm not going to sit down. The Pennsylvania families have been hurt by the hard policies of the Bush administration, and I don't agree with the deal that you're making here. And I haven't changed the position since then. I'm not a liberal. I'm not conservative. I'm not going to change any position. I'm pragmatic. I come from 31 years in the U.S. military. And there we understand that accountability for our actions is what's needed. And that's been absent far too long in Washington. Accountability is what I'm running on, and I'm not going to change any policies. Think about this in my military days. Everybody had health care, and the dividends that accrued to this nation of healthy, productive warriors was immense. Imagine a workforce like that. We don't even promote you above a certain rating or rank in the Navy unless you had an associate's college degree. And that, you know, in a sense, imagine such a knowledgeable workforce competing with China and India. No, I'm about small businesses, so I won't even change a single position.
Well, let's,
pragmatic person for the working families of Pennsylvania.
Let's ask about your position on the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy that Admiral Mullen is opposed to, that the Joint Chiefs have said needs to go, and that the Pentagon is currently studying. Would you vote to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
3 years ago, when I went to Congress, I actually co-sponsored the bill to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and I've testified to repeal it. Admiral Mullen supports repealing it. Look, I went to war with a certain percentage of people we knew were gay by public surveys. How could I come home and, after being in war with them, ever say that they don't deserve equal rights? That's why we just need to put this issue behind us and move on, because everyone's equal.
At the risk of just passing you a softball here, Congressman Sestak, is this race about what's going on in Pennsylvania? And it's a very divided state. It's a state that has strong constituencies on the conservative and on the progressive liberal side, depending on which part of the state you're in. Or is this a national race? Do you represent some sort of national movement, national ideology, national approach to government?
This is a race where about Pennsylvania and how it's been harmed, slammed, ripped open by Washington, D.C.'s absolute inattention, lack of focus, upon the working families of Pennsylvania. That's all I care about. Because I've only been down in Washington 3 years, but I watched this lack of accountability. Where's the accountability for those who sided, like Congressman Toomey did down there, and voted to let Wall Street play roulette, gamble with the homes and the savings of our young couples and something called derivative tradings that they didn't have to report, they could do in the back room? That's the kind of accountability that Washington D.C. has to have on it. So it's about Philip, Pennsylvania, but it is about fixing Washington and standing up and willing to be accountable. Because what was to Wall Street a market correction? My gosh, that now means that a senior can't retire at 65 and has to work till they're 75 or 80 because they lost their IRAs or 401s. No, that's what it's about.
All right.
Accountability.
In the minute and a half before we go, Congressman Sestak, how do you run against Washington as a sitting U.S. congressman from the 7th District?
Well, you do it because I was in the Navy for 31 years. I learned about accountability. Look, I'm not going to change a single position because I want people to have a cut of my jib.
Wait a minute. You're running against Washington. You're a sitting congressman, but you're not going to change a single position? I don't get it.
Absolutely not. When I'm in there, people are going to look me in the eye, and I'm going to say, here's where I stand, like, don't ask, don't tell. Whether it's immigration, whether it's cap or trade, and when I go down there, the thing I'm running against in Washington, D.C. is politics. Massachusetts, when they voted a couple months ago, said talks on both your houses down there. It's not just a change in policy, it's a change in politics where people put their finger in the air and see, can I win or can I win if I vote this way? I didn't run for my congressional office simultaneously as this Senate race, even though I could, because I want to demonstrate it's not about Joe Sestak's job. It's about your job, Pennsylvanians, and I'm going to fight every day against politics of Washington, D.C.
All right. Congressman Joe Sestak hopes to be Senator Joe Sestak, junior senator from Pennsylvania. He's running against Pat Toomey in the general election. He beat Arlen Specter in the primary last week. Congressman Sestak, thanks so much.
Honored to be on. Thank you.